Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Saturday morning of a big sports weekend. Phillies and the Eagles. Big games on the same weekend. It's interesting, the Phillies don't play tomorrow and the Eagles do, so, well, that's good. So there's a lot to talk about. Phillies play tonight. It is a 6:07 game, 6 o'clock. And I know how fans feel about the Phillies, and we'll talk about that today and how they feel about the series with the Braves. And I think there's fans that are thinking this series is going to be too easy. It's not too easy, and they look at Braves' supposed injuries, and they wouldn't throw pitchers if they're hurt. So they're looking at that, and you look at everything to try to make yourself feel that this is good. Can the Phillies win? Sure, they can win the series. Are the Braves a very good team? They're a really good team. They are a really good team. The Braves might be the best team that I've seen in, I'm just going to roughly say, 5 years. They are really, really good. But a good thing for the Phillies and anybody else in the National League is the team that has the best record in sports. And this is almost any sport. This is an amazing it's history. This is amazing that the team with the best record in almost any sport almost never wins the championship. Now, last year, the two best teams, so the Eagles had the best record, but so did Kansas City. So one of them had to win. But it's almost like the team with the best record almost never wins a championship. So, I mean, tell me why you think the Phillies are going to win other than that. And that's interesting. I mean, that is really interesting how that maybe teams put so much into the regular season that it doesn't translate when you start in the playoffs. I don't know if the time off will hurt the Atlanta Braves. I mean, time off is good. You get rested. Your pitchers get rested. But is that good? I mean, I think the Braves have experienced that before, so they know how to handle it. But so we'll take a look at that. Or you'll take a look at that. And we'll both take a look at that. The Eagles play tomorrow. And I don't know why it is. Every week is a big game. And every week seems like it's going to be tough. Although last week, I honestly didn't think that would be a tough game. And that shouldn't have been a tough game. I don't think Washington is all that good. I think they showed what kind of team they are on Thursday night. But they were really good against the Eagles, and they shouldn't have been that good. So this game against the Rams is, it's always a tough game. I don't know why. I didn't think last week was going to be tough. I do think this week's going to be tough, but you got to get turnovers, and the Eagles didn't get those last week, and they've got to get them this week. Last week shouldn't have been that tough, so that's why I think this game's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game. I think the Eagles will win. They obviously should win. But it's not a gimme. It's not a gimme. I mean, it's the first long trip of the season. I don't know if that makes any difference, but it's the first long trip of the season, and it's going to be, I think it's going to be a difficult game for the Eagles. And I think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be a difficult game. And last week, I thought they would blow that team out, and they didn't. But the other game that has people's attention, the Cowboys at the 49ers. And everybody's trying to think, who would you rather see win? And I actually would rather see, first of all, the Eagles have to take care of their own business. So let's get that out of the way. They have to take care of their own business. But I just think it's better if the Cowboys win, because the Eagles can take care of business against the Cowboys, but they only have one, and they can take care of business against the 49ers, but they only have one game against the 49ers, and that is here. So there's two ways to look at this. You hate to root for the Cowboys. I don't like rooting for the 49ers. I don't like the coach. I think the quarterback's getting too much love, and I just don't. I can't believe he's this good, and I don't even know if he is that good, because the team plays great defense and they put him in great positions and they manage him well. But if he ever gets behind, can he bring a team back? And that I'm talking about Purdy. But nonetheless, I really think it's better if the Cowboys win. I think it's better if the Cowboys win. Doesn't mean I'm rooting for the Cowboys, but I think it's better if the Cowboys win. And I know a lot of people have had different differences of opinion on that. An interesting comment from Tyreek Hill. And I don't know that he's wrong in one case or wrong in both cases. Tyreek Hill, a former Kansas City Chief who's now with the Miami Dolphins, and I don't know if this is out of jealousy. I don't know what it is, but he does make a good point in at least, I think he makes a good point in the Jets game. It was a weak call by the official for a pass interference, which I think it was a third and really long for Kansas City. And they could have given up the ball with the Jets having, or would have given up the ball with the Jets having a chance to win at the end with, I think it was just under 2 minutes to go. The penalty was a weak penalty. But Tyreek Hill went a step further, saying he thinks the Kansas City Chiefs get too much love from the officials. And then he went a step further and said that play last year where Bradbury was called for the pass interference was you could have let it go, you could have called it either way, but he thought that should not have been a penalty in that situation there. And then, again, I don't know if the Eagles would have won the game because Kansas City would have kicked a field goal, but it would have given the Eagles plenty of time, and it would have given them timeouts because Kansas City gets a first down there, or gets a touchdown there, gets a first down and then a touchdown. But it would have given the Eagles timeouts and time to try to at least kick a field goal. But Tyreek Hill brought this up. You know, it's ridiculous to go back to the Super Bowl, but he's tying both things in together, where Kansas City is getting way too much love from the officials. And he makes some good points. Again, it's Tyreek Hill making these points. So, let me give you the numbers. 215-592-9494. Got a little frog. Excuse me. Frog in my throat. But, all right, I'll give you the numbers. I'm going to give you the question. And the question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Hub and Grill, no matter which location you you visit, you can feel the brotherly love. And it's a really, really great place. I've been there. It's near my golf course, Commonwealth, and I stop in there. They're located in Horsham, Lionville, Fort Washington. Great, great, great place. Food's great. Atmosphere is great. The question is simple. Simple question, but it's really a hard answer. The play that's created the most noise, the play that's created the most excitement or noise, I'll throw in both, in Philadelphia. The loudest, let's just say the loudest you've heard after a play. It's really, I mean, there's quite a few plays to choose from. There really are quite a few. So that's the question. But one other point I wanted to make. The Sixers, well, no, like, who really cares? James Harden's back, but who really cares? Who really cares? Does anybody care about the Sixers? Really? Does anybody really care about the Sixers? I don't think so. All right, let's take a call before we take care of business. Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Hi.
I was thinking exactly about what you were just talking about with the, you know, who do we want to win that Cowboys-Niners game?
It's kind of an interesting dilemma, yeah, let's say.
It is, because, you know, it goes against our nature to want the Cowboys to win any game.
Yeah,
you know,
sure does.
So,
no, it does.
But being that we have two games against them, and honestly, if you look at the schedules, the Niners' schedule is weak. I mean, it is weak. I mean, they don't have any tough stretch of schedule.
Well,
except for
they have to play Seattle. Seattle might be difficult for them. But other than that, you're right. They don't play a lot of tough teams.
No. And so, you know, the number one seed is so important. And, you know, so to have a shot at that this season, I mean, we need the Niners to as many losses as possible. So, you know, there's no doubt in my mind that we would rather have the Cowboys win that game. I don't think it's going to happen, but we would want that for sure.
Well, you want it to happen.
I mean, the Cowboys to beat
the 49ers, right? Isn't that the way you want to go?
Yes, 100%. So we have to want. I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think they're going to beat the Niners, but I definitely want it to happen. But I just don't think it will.
I think it can. I'm not a fan of either team in terms of the quality of that team. I think Dallas always finds a way to lose, or most of the time finds a way to lose. The 49ers, I just don't believe in Brock Purdy. I do not believe in Brock Purdy. I don't. They are better. You agree. I think the Eagles are better off if Dallas wins the game. Correct?
Yes.
You agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. For the number one seed, for the chances to get the number one seed, we want the Niners to have a loss as soon as possible.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so because, you know, if and obviously we're going to need to beat the Niners when they come to Philly. But, you know, but this weekend, you definitely want them to get their first loss.
So. Yeah, all right. So now the Eagles game. Am I, in your opinion, reading this wrong? I think this is a tough game for the Eagles.
I mean, look, any road NFL games are tough. I mean, generally speaking. So I don't expect this to be any different, especially, like you said, it's a West Coast trip, which always just adds, you know, another level. And the Rams have, you know, they can score. I mean, they can score points, and they're getting people back. They're getting Cup back, I think. So.
Yeah, but it's his first game. So, you know, he does add something, but it's his first game back. So
this Nacua guy is tough to handle, you know, for every other team's had a problem handling
Rams
this guy,
are better than I thought they would be. They have a good coach, they're a better team. The matchup that might be really interesting, and the Eagles obviously have to, you know, make sure they do something to prevent this. Aaron Donald is matched up against Opetta. So, you know, so you're matched up against it. Now, but Opetta has done a really nice, he did a nice job last week when he came in and played for Cam Jurgens. But that is a really, really, really tough matchup. And you got to protect your quarterback, obviously.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's
well,
I'm hoping
that Opetta, because he has a little more size than Jurgens, you know, can use some of that to at least help slow down Donald a little bit on in terms of his explosion off the line, because I think he would have overpowered Jurgens more, but I don't know. But we'll see.
Well, you know, Jurgens is bigger than people think he is.
Yeah.
He's not a little guy. He's really
no.
Jurgens is not a little. Is not a little guy.
No.
But anyway, I mean, Aaron Donald is terrific against anybody, but against a backup, and you know, I wouldn't be shocked if they double team him. So San Francisco, or I mean, this week the Rams are going to think about things, knowing that Aaron Donald's probably going to get doubled. But that's an interesting matchup.
You know, coming out of last week, I've been looking around for what, you know, does Stafford have some kind of real, is he hampered at all by some kind of hip thing, or is it not an issue at all?
Well, it is an issue, but he's playing hurt. But he did a good job last week, but he's playing hurt, and it's just, but they have to play him with any chance of winning.
Yeah,
whether he's hurt or not. It comes down to pressure on the quarterback, regardless of who you're playing. It comes down to pressure on the quarterback.
So bottom line is, with Stafford not being overly mobile, we have to get to him, and we have to get hands on him and hits and, you know, sacks. And, you know, there's no excuse for it. He's not a mobile quarterback really at this point. So they have to get to him.
All right. I asked the question while you were on the phone. The loudest of any play you've heard in Philadelphia.
So meaning like a play that you've witnessed.
Well,
live,
you know, the excitement of the fans. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going with the Patrick Robinson pick six. I mean, I just think
that's a good one.
You know, that's my choice for that.
Yeah, it was that, and that really changed in football. It's hard for one play to change a game. But that really did change the game, and it really was loud in there. It really was loud. All right, Drew, have a great weekend. 215-592-9494. Let's head back to the phones. And it is Richard. Richard, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's my friend Howard? I spoke to you like 3 or 4 weeks ago. How you doing, Howard?
I remember it like it was yesterday.
You're kind of like my best friend. I invited you out to Bruno Brothers.
What's that?
I invited you to Bruno Brothers.
It's
your favorite place.
Yep. It's one of my favorites.
So are you going to be at Mark Schuller on Wednesday?
No. No, I won't.
Ah, okay. Anyway, let's talk about the Phillies.
Sure. Go ahead.
I'm a little nervous about the Phillies when they play Saturday night.
That's tonight, by the way.
I mean,
today's Saturday.
I think they're going to win the series 3-0.
Think they're going to sweep? Huh? Okay.
Yeah, right. I think they're going to sweep, but I'm still a little nervous. I know the Phillies. I think the Phillies are a better team than Atlanta, but Atlanta is a strong hitting team. They got, you know, they can get on base, they score, they can hit, they can run. But I just wanted to say that to you. I'm just a little
with all
nervous.
That said, you think the Phillies are a better team then, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, the Phillies can win, but they're not a better team.
Yeah.
They're not a better team, but they can win. There's no question they can win.
They can win, but, I mean, Atlanta's a great team, too. But I don't know. I just don't know.
Sounds like you do. Sounds like you already got the Phillies into the next series.
Sweep it. Yeah.
Why even play these games? You got the Phillies into the next series. Why even play them?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Why play them?
Yeah, just what a waste of time playing these games.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And if you want to talk about the Sixers, I don't care about them at all.
No, I don't think anybody does. I mean,
yeah, they suck.
They're so off the radar. I'm telling you, the Flyers, once they start the season, the Flyers may be on the radar more than the Sixers. It's just James Harden's back. Like, who cares? He only came back because he didn't want to get fined. It's the only reason he's back. There's no other reason he's back. He doesn't want to be there. And they're not going to be able to trade him because Daryl Morey always asks for too much. He always overvalues his players.
Yeah. So, I think he should just quit and retire.
Well, he's not going to do that because he loves money. $36 million worth this year. Once more.
He has to keep.
All right. The question today, the loudest of any play you've heard in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, the loudest play in Philadelphia sports.
Yeah. Well, obviously you weren't prepared for the question, but that's okay.
Wait, I am. What's his name for when Elliott hit that putt last week at Washington?
That was pretty loud. Okay. The Elliott field goal. Okay. It wasn't a punt. It was a field goal, by the way. But that's all right. All right. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. That was an interesting call. Whatever. 218. You got the numbers. That Elliott punt. Well, if he punted the ball, it wouldn't have counted because it doesn't work that way. All right. You got the numbers. Phillies. I mean, so our first person has a comment. They're going to sweep. Phillies are going to sweep it. They're going to go 3-0. Now, does anybody think that's going to happen? I don't think so. All right. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday morning. Phillies tonight, 6:07, game one of the National League Division Series. Division Series, Championship Series, there's all different kinds of series. But tonight is the Division Series. The time now is 8:21. And your life is busy. Everybody's life's busy. Mine, yours, errands. You get those done. Groceries, you get them done. You take care of the leaves on a lot of leaves out on the lawn. But it's time to give yourself a little bit of a reward, and maybe a lot of a reward. You know, you've been waiting all day, and maybe you started in the morning with your favorite tasty cake. But it's really hard to choose which one. There really are so many great choices. The crimpet, that's a staple from my childhood. That and the peanut butter candy cakes. And the candy cake is really good. Maybe a tasty pie. Yep, that's really good too. No matter what your choice or where you are, it's always time for a tasty cake. So choose what feels right and enjoy it. You've earned it. At least most of you have. And you know you deserve it. Tasty cake, except no substitutes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I could let that play forever. And I don't know that I'm the biggest Stones fan. I am a Stones fan. I could let that play forever. All right, 94 WIP. Big weekend, Philadelphia, Phillies tonight, Eagles tomorrow, Sixers, who cares? That's pretty easy. You know what's great? One of the great things about Washington losing on Thursday night, not losing, but getting their ass kicked, was apparently there was a shot, and they're even ripping Josh Harrison Washington now, too. They're going to realize this guy's a fraud. You know, he obviously, bright guy that made him billions of dollars. But he's not a sports fan. He's not passionate about it. But they caught him laughing, I guess, at some time during the game. So they were starting to rip him. But he it doesn't matter to him. It's not the end of the world as long as he's making money. And regardless, it'll be hard if the Redskins, if the Washington Commanders have a losing record and he raises ticket prices, which he's going to try to do because he did it here. I assume he did it with the Devils. That's really who he is. He's not a sports guy, and he doesn't care about the Sixers. But we and I think that's collective, we could care less. Or is it couldn't care less about the Sixers? All right, let's go back to the phones. Matt, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Morning.
I wanted to first thank you. I'm a first-time caller to your program. I wanted to thank you for giving me memories with my dad, who unfortunately passed this year. We would enjoy regularly listening to your program and
thank you.
Chatting about it and chatting about your take, so I wanted to thank you.
My pleasure.
I did just want to do a couple things with you this morning. First, I wanted to at least share my thoughts with you on Ranger Suarez and get yours. I think he is an ideal starter. If it's not going to be Wheeler or Nola, just because of his demeanor, not necessarily because of his performance of late, but because he has that ice cold demeanor.
Wait a minute, you'd rather have Suarez than Wheeler or Nola?
No, I'm saying that if it couldn't be Wheeler or Nola, that I'm glad it's Suarez.
Well, who else would you start? Who else would you start?
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer. I think you have to start him, but I'm glad that it's him. I don't think the magnitude of the moment gets to a guy like guy like him.
Nope.
I mean, what are your thoughts on him?
You
tonight?
Know what? I don't know that it makes any difference either way. He's got the same steady personality, but he's still going to make good pitches. That team can hit. That team can really hit.
Yeah, and that's the one thing I'm worried about with the Braves is that you look at them 1-9 and they're all guys who can, make a big hit and make a clutch hit. I think that's what's going to really make this series, super tough and competitive. And you could make the same case for the, for the Phillies too, maybe save for, Rojas or Pache back towards the end of the lineup. And, they don't have much of a book yet in terms of, Major League Baseball. But, I think
they have a book now. Yeah, they have a book. But what it comes down to is making good pitches. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I agree. And I think Nola did that the other night, too, in that, his stuff wasn't, I didn't think, stellar. I didn't think his curveball, was as tight as I've seen it. I didn't think his pitch placement was all that great. But he gave, he gave the Miami lineup, something to put in play, and that's exactly what they did. So I think Suarez has to do something
all right, so
similar tonight.
You think the Phillies are going to win the series?
It's not a sure thing for me, but I think it's going to be competitive. I think I see it going five games.
Well, if it goes five games, that's not a good thing.
I don't know. If it goes five games, that's that's Wheeler with the ball in his hands, albeit in Atlanta.
Yeah, but then they have their best pitcher too.
Yeah, I mean, this leads nicely into my loudest moment. But we all remember the last time the Phillies faced Spencer Strider in October, albeit it was an injured Spencer Strider, but I was there, thankfully, with my dad, and that's, in fact, the loudest moment that I wanted to share with you this morning. Within the context of what that moment was, the first game, the first home playoff game in 11 years, Rhys Hoskins had just made a gap in the field. He had made several in the first two games, and for him to hit that home run that gave us that lead, it was the most deafening experience I've ever been present for.
So is that your answer to our question? The loudest you've ever heard was the Hoskins home run?
Without a doubt, and it's not even close for me in my life.
Yeah, it was pretty good. There's been a lot of loud moments, but that is a good one. All right, Matt.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, that really was loud. People kind of when you see a new moment like Bryson Stott. Now, obviously, Bryson the question off of that, so Bryson Stott cannot be an answer. And people just care about what's happened most recently, and they think about that, but they forget about. There was some other really, really good moments. Let's go to, and by the way, today's show is brought to you by the fabulous, sensational Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. Beautiful place and clearly the best in Atlantic City and really the best on the East Coast. All right, let's go to Andy. Andy, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How you doing, buddy? It's been a while, but always a pleasure, man.
Thanks.
I love your theory with the Cowboys beating the 49ers, but there's one slight problem, pal, and you know what it is. Their run defense is pathetic. And if they run McCafferty up the gut, because I've seen Parsons try to be a inside defensive tackle, and I tell you what, buddy, he's light in the pants. He stinks in the middle. He is lined up so far off on tackle's shoulders that he needs his quickness to get into the quarterback. They should never – I hope they put him in the middle, because I've watched him intensively, Howard. You can run on that dude. He's not this great defensive player everybody thinks he is, the next whoever. He's nobody. And I know they're going to run the ball down their throat. But then if they start passing, who the hell's going to stop Deebo Samuels and Kittle across the middle? And I don't know what Ayuk's status is. But it is a good theory. It could happen. But with the Cowboys, with Dak Prescott throwing interceptions and them running the ball down their throat.
Well, that's the way the 49ers have to create turnovers. And it's like any team against the Cowboys. You beat the Cowboys by getting turnovers, and they do turn the ball over.
Right. And with the Donald thing, that's going to be a good matchup for Opetta, but you know there's going to be slide protection. You know Kelce will pick him up. I've seen Kelce against Donald before.
They have to prepare for you just can't have.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be a good – I think the Eagles are in good shape, buddy. I know it's going to be a tough game, but I actually think we're going to win this. It's not going to be a big score, but I actually think we're going to win by I would say a touchdown tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to it. But as for the Cowboys – that's a good theory. I love it when you said that. And it would be great because the 49ers do have a weak schedule. But I actually think that they're going to pull a loss tomorrow. They're going to lose that game tomorrow. That's my gut. I hope I'm wrong, but I actually think they're going to do it.
So you think the Cowboys are going to win tomorrow?
I actually – no, I don't – no. I said they're going to lose. I said I hope – I'm with you. I hope they do, but they're going to pull off a loss. They're going to lose. They're going to lose that game.
All right, well – yeah, and then the Eagles still have to take care of business.
They do. But I have a play. I don't know if anybody said this because I got on a little late. When Wilbur Montgomery scored that scamper against the Cowboys.
That was the NFC Championship game.
That goes back a little way. It goes. I know. I don't know if that's
no,
if
but,
that
but that's okay. That's a play that there's some people that do remember it. I certainly do remember it.
So do I, buddy. I was there. It was unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
But, I just figured. And then, listen, pal, you have a good one. Good talking to you.
All right, Andy, you're in the mix. All right, take care. Have a great day. 215-592-9494. That was a great moment, and it was loud. I'll tell you, when big plays happen, it does get loud. It gets louder when you're in a dome stadium or indoors. Well, we don't have a dome stadium here. And I know there's moments for the Sixers and for the Flyers. Flyers has to go way back, but those moments are when it gets deafening in there. It's really, really good. All right, the self-proclaimed superstar caller. You know, we got one of these weeks. We got to determine who you think the best caller is, because they all, there's so many of them that think that they are, but we'll get to one of them who thinks he's the best, and that'll be coming up. Phillies, I still can't believe the one caller thought the Phillies were going to sweep, but we'll talk about that. The Eagles favored by right now 4 tomorrow. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. Take a look at the college and the pro football. And the Cowboys or the 49ers? I think it's better if the Cowboys win. Not that I'm rooting for them, because they always find a way to lose. And I don't know, maybe they'll find a way to lose this game, which the 49ers are probably the Eagles' biggest threat for the number one seed. I can't get away from that, and I don't think you can either. All right, you got the numbers, 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is now 8:39, and here's what's happening at Borgata. Always a lot of great things. Great, 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 good. All the action. Don't miss out on all the action at Borgata's Poker Room. Big, big, big poker room where great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player. And they're open 7 days a week. Excitement is waiting. You're only miles away from what will be your happy place. Experience award-winning restaurants, exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment, and a sold-out spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. The sports book is really great. You'll have fun there. Lots of TVs, good food within the sports book. And if you win, you're happy anyway. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway. You can do that today. Check it all out. Here's the website, theborgata.com, for more details.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
94, it is WIP. It is the home of the callers that think they are stars. We have a lot of them on this fine day. I'm sure some of them have been to McGurk's Pub and Grill. Terrific place. We have a $100 gift certificate for the winner of today's question. And it's all, in this case, they're all subjective. The loudest of any play you've heard in Philadelphia sports. McGurk's located in Horsham, Lionville, and Fort Washington. Really, food's great. Atmosphere's great. It's all good. And now, his 15 minutes of fame are in the minus category, and that would be Chuck. Chuck, what's happening?
Hey, Hal, you know what? You guys should be thanking me. You know what I mean? WIP should get on their hands and knees and thank Chuck from Mount Airy.
Well, how do you know that we don't do that when in the offices? How do you know that people aren't down on their hands and knees and there's a big sign that says Chuck from Mount Airy up on the wall? And how do you know they're not down on their hands and knees thanking you?
Yeah, well, you never invited me down to the studio to see that, so I wouldn't know. But what I've done is, I've made it possible for people to channel their inner selves and call up.
Is that right? Oh, so it's all you. So the success of WIP is because of you right now.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you one thing, right? Here's the thing, right? WIP is a great, great program, but it's nothing without their callers. Don't you ever forget that. And I'm one of the biggest there is.
So you don't think the hosts have anything to do with it?
Come on, Howard. I mean, stop it. The hosts are great. Don't get me wrong. But the hosts and the callers go hand in hand. It's kind of like a mixture. You know what I mean? You don't get pancakes
You just said it's you.
Well, I'm just the syrup that goes on the pancakes. You know what I mean? You guys are the pancakes. I'm the syrup that goes on there. You hear me?
Hey, Chuck, I hate to break the news to you, but I don't put syrup on my pancakes.
Well, I mean, you kind of wear. How it's different, man. You know what I mean? You know, normally people
don't like all that sugar.
Well, you don't have to put a lot on there, you know? And that's the thing with the callers. You know what I mean? You can't categorize every caller as a star caller. It takes a special quality.
Well, I'm telling you, there's other callers that think they're the best, Chuck, and you're not number one in their minds.
Well, yeah, you know, you got haters, man. And my thing is this: never hate the player, hate the game. You know what I mean? The game made me. You know what I'm saying? I came on this thing, guns a blazing, made a name for myself. People gravitate towards me. People hate me. But you're never going to be able to be popping if you don't got haters, Howard. Taylor Swift, your girl, she got haters. I'm one of them.
Okay. You know what I mean? Well, that's wrong. I mean, it's a little over the top what's going on now in the NFL. But, hey, Chuck, you think people out there love you, Chuck?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I've had people tell me that, man. I go to an event, right? I go to an event. People come to me and they really genuinely shake my hand. I don't have to Bob Bear.
They don't even know who you are, Chuck.
Bob Bear.
They don't even know who you are.
Yeah, they know who I am. They know who I am more than they know you.
Oh, okay.
They only know you because you've been in the game for a long time.
Okay.
For me to be in the game only about a couple years, man, and I called, I used to call you guys back in the day, but I wasn't this prominent. For me to be in the game for a couple years, nobody's coming to see me like Chuck Bobber. You know that. Deep down in your heart, you know that. Rod Lakin knew that. You know what I mean? You know, when you ever had an athlete, star athlete, like Bryce, shout out a caller, man. Come on, man. That's legendary.
There have been other star athletes that shout out callers. I hate to break the news to you, but they
It's never happened. I've never heard it. Never happened to your boy, Levi.
Chuck. It's you.
Never happened to your boy, Levi.
Your 15 minutes of fame is up, Chuck. You know, it only lasts for 15 minutes.
I got some things working, man. Podcast, Lou. You know, I got things working. You would want it to be 15 minutes of fame.
Chuck,
you
I
don't
can't
want nobody
wait.
To come I to push wait, up Chuck. On your heels. Just ask your son how great I am. Spike loves me. Ask him. You know, at Thanksgiving dinner or something, you know, go to gate. You know, how about you like Chuck?
I'll make sure I ask him that, Chuck.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let me get
I'm surprised you don't get a job in New York.
Hey, well, you know, Spike might want to hire me, man. And if he did call me up today, come up here with me. I'll be on the first Amtrak smoke.
I don't know if he could afford you, Chuck. I don't know if he could afford you.
Because
you're so big now.
He could. Yeah, the city's sinking, though. So, you know, I don't think I want to go up there. Okay. You know what I mean? But anyway, let me say this, right? Here's the thing. The Phillies right now, Howard, are the best thing since sliced bread. You hear me? And I'm going to say this right now. This team is going to the World Series. And they're going to win it. And people think I'm crazy, but I think they're going to win two games in Atlanta. They'll come back here, and they're going to close it out.
Think they're going to sweep then, right?
I think they're going to sweep Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, I think because we're in Atlanta's head. And I think that we're riding a hot wave right now. The momentum is starting.
You know what? Here's what I'm trying to figure out. What makes Atlanta think the Phillies, or what makes you think that the Phillies are in Atlanta's head?
What do you mean, what makes you think that?
Well, you know, because Atlanta, when they were here, Atlanta won 3 out of 4.
Oh, that's regular season stuff. That don't mean nothing.
And then the Phillies won 2 out of 3. Okay.
It's a different animal right now, Howard. It's a different animal right now. You got the best player in baseball, Bryce Harper, on your team. He's going to outshine Acuna. He's going to show you that he's better than Acuna.
Bryce Harper is playing great.
Do you think
Bryce Harper is better than Acuna with 40-plus home runs and 70 stolen bases?
I don't give a damn about those regular season stats that you want to throw out. Acuna is a nobody. Okay, he's a nobody to me. Okay. He just came on the scene. I don't care about regular stats. Bryce Harper is a clutch player, okay? Bryce Harper is a playoff player, okay? Bryce Harper is a leader of a team that just went to the World Series last year. And Bryce Harper is a better player than Acuna. And he'll show you this series if you're not a believer. And then after you see after he shows you, Howard, that he's a better player than Acuna, okay, you're going to have to do nothing but admit it, all right?
Okay.
And as simple as that. And I don't give a damn about Acuna and those regular season stats. This is playoff baseball. This is intensity at its best.
Got it.
This is nerves. This is chicken skin. This is all types of stuff, man. It's drilling and running.
Chuck, do you want to take a shot at the question?
No, I do want to take a shot at the question real quick. I got an answer. But let me say this real quick, Howard, right?
Well, you're not saying anything real quick. That's why I'm trying to get to the question.
The Eagles going to win tomorrow. The Rams aren't going to cover either. Just want to let you guys know that. So all you people out there think the Eagles will be a close game tomorrow. Y'all fans out there in L.A., and they're going to smoke the Rams. But go ahead. What did you say? I got one. How about this? I know you remember it. The NFC Championship game, the Vikings game.
Yeah.
Remember that game?
Yeah.
Okay. So you remember that interception?
Somebody already said it, Chuck.
Oh, somebody said that. Damn. If I was listening to your show, I probably would have heard that. But let me see here. How about this?
You're too busy patting yourself on the back, I know.
If you guys would pat me on the back more, I wouldn't have to pat myself on the back. I got one. I got another one. How about this? Let's go, Chuck. How about the bat spike with Rhys Hoskins.
That's not noise. So you're talking about the noise, the loudest play you've ever heard. All right, Chuck, we'll put down.
That's one of them.
Well, you can't take that because somebody already took that. Hey, Chuck, have a great weekend.
I can't get a break.
You can't get a break. Oh, boy, Chuck. You're lucky we put you on the air, Chuck. You ought to thank us every day that we put you on the air. What a waste. Here we go. Another waste. Chuck's okay, but this guy's a waste. Captain, loser, cowboy. Go ahead, nitwit.
King of the buffoons and idiots.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. First off, shout out to my man, Big Slab, North Philly's finest. What's up, homie? Big Slab told me to remind you, since we were talking about nicknames last time, remember, I'm the first one to give your nickname the Burger King. Remember that? I gave you that nickname.
No.
Because you look just like the Burger King.
That's not my nickname.
Yeah, it is your nickname. That's your real nickname.
Okay.
No funny songs today, this weekend? No beautiful tune you want to play for us today? After we embarrass Bill Belichick like that? Or like Bill Belichick, you like to call him?
Yeah.
We retired his quarterback, and then we humiliated him.
The Patriots stink. You think that's a real NFL win?
Y'all so scared of the 49ers.
Do you think that's a real NFL win?
We don't need your stinking rooting. Root for the Niners. All right? We'll crush y'all, too. Don't root for us. We don't want y'all to root for us. That's because y'all scared of the Niners, and I don't even understand
that. You have such a terrible week if they lost to the 49ers with Dak throwing a couple of
picks. Why are y'all so scared of the Niners? Y'all beat them, but you're scared of them. And another thing, now I told you I was going to call you out on this. You tell that idiot clown coach who keeps phone TV mugging for the camera again, why does he do that? I thought he was a professional. When is he going to act like one?
He is such a better coach than that dope of the Dallas Cowboys,
really?
Mike McCarthy.
Really? Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, really.
Does he have a Super Bowl ring like our coach does?
Wait. The real disgrace is Mike McCarthy only has one ring with Aaron Rodgers. Are you
Doesn't
kidding
matter.
Me? What
he's
had
got,
10
he's
years?
Got it. How many does Nick Sirianni got?
He hasn't been here that long.
And let me add something else. You talk about what the cheetah said. Well, yeah, I got one for you. Let's tell them referees to start calling that damn false start on 65. Because he false starts every play. I've never seen a man kick start 3 seconds before the ball gets hiked as much as he does.
No, it's 6 seconds before. He does it in the huddle. He starts in the huddle.
He damn near does start in the huddle. He's a false start machine, and I don't understand what the referees are looking at.
You know, I can't figure it out either. I can't figure it out either. What are
they
looking at?
He's a false start machine.
Yeah.
And you Eagle fans.
And you are a dope.
For the Niners.
And Dak Prescott is a turnover machine. And the Cowboys always find a way to lose big games.
By the way, here's another little tidbit for you Eagle fans. When is the last time you swept the Cowboys? All this, we'll handle the Cowboys ourselves. Oh, really? Really? How's that been working out for you?
When is the last time the Cowboys have been to a Super Bowl? When is the last time of anything good for the Cowboys? The last time is the last time, which is a long time ago.
Let me ask you a question. Wasn't you a Cowboy fan then? Which is a joke. I don't even know why they respect you. You're a fraud to begin with. I remember you
Johnson
back there
fan.
Talking about your black 92 LST. Remember that Cadillac you had? You used to brag on all the time? Your black Cadillac? When you was rooting for the Cowboys, you remember that? I remember it like it was yesterday.
Nope.
And then you come away with this fraud. Oh, I was rooting for Jimmy Johnson. If my blood brother put on an Eagles jersey, I still wouldn't root for the damn Eagles. So you're a fraud. You was rooting because of Jimmy Johnson.
Beat it. I'm done with you. Beat it. Hang up. You're done. The best part of any call with Captain Cowboy is hanging up on his ass. That's the best part of any call with him. What a loser. He just throws out everything that's inaccurate is what he throws out there. Everything that's inaccurate. 215, I apologize to the people that listen to that nonsense. He is a moron and a dope. And any Cowboy fan should be ashamed to be a Cowboy fan if he is a Cowboy fan. What a moron. 215-592-9494. So far, the people that think the Phillies are going to win think they're going to sweep. I'm not so sure about that. And then, still a big game for the Eagles. And does anybody really care? About the Sixers, the answer is N-O. And Tyreek Hill thinks the refs are siding with the Kansas City Chiefs. He even brought up the Super Bowl from last year. We'll talk about that. Time now is 8:57. Hey, you're busy, right? Well, if you're up and the first thing you do is you want to grab something to eat, you might grab a little breakfast, but make sure you put a Tasty Cake in there because you know the day is going to be busy. There's going to be a lot of things going on. So start off with a reward of a Tasty Cake, and then you can enjoy the rest of your day because you're waiting for your favorite Tasty Cake. And there's so many of them. Peanut butter candy cakes, one of my favorites when I was growing up. The Tasty Cake Crimpet, it is absolutely sensational. You want a pie or a cake? I like the Tasty Cake pies, but the pumpkin pie is a good item right now. Seasonal, but obviously a good item. Anything you pick up and eat from Tasty Cake is terrific. No matter what you choose or where you are, it's always time for a Tasty Cake. So choose what feels right and enjoy. You've earned it. You have earned it. And you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
WIP hour number two on this Saturday morning. Eagles tomorrow, Phillies tonight, start of a five-game series. I don't know if I prefer, I don't like three-game series, but I don't know if I prefer five-gamers. I think I like seven-game series more, but whatever. It's a five-game series, and that's why, obviously, you got to split on the road if you're playing on the road. But it's Atlanta's the best team in baseball. Now, that doesn't mean the Phillies can't win. The Phillies can win. But they just don't lose sight that Atlanta's a really good team. So Phillies tonight, Eagles tomorrow, Cowboys tomorrow. Cowboys, and I still think it might be better if the Cowboys, it's not good if the Cowboys win, but it might be better for the Eagles if the Cowboys win. Today's show is brought to you by the Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa in Atlantic City. The best. And also our giveaway today, McGurk's Pub and Grill, the $100 gift certificate. No matter which location you visit, they're all terrific. Horsham, Lionville, Fort Washington. Food's great. Atmosphere's terrific. Nice. I've been to the one in Horsham multiple times and really, really good. And the question today, the loudest of any play in Philadelphia sports that you've heard. Now, it's based off of Bryson Stott, so that can't be an answer. And people have come up with some good ones. All right. So, you got it. Let me go to the phones, and first up is John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life, John.
I understand. I want to first start off by talking a little bit about the Phillies. I do think they can win this series, and the reason, I think the most important game for them to win this series is tonight's game. So, I mean, if they can get tonight's game and at least come out of Atlanta with a split, I really think we'll be in pretty good shape. The pitching sets up nicely after tonight, so let's get by this game tonight and let's move. But you can't forget that although Atlanta's pitching is good, the batting is that much better. I mean, they can hit. So, I mean, if we don't make the pitches we need in the play,
they really are a good team.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody will doubt that they're a good team, but I do think we can win.
Yeah, that doesn't mean the Phillies can't win. The Phillies can win, sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. But I want to talk a little bit also about tomorrow's Eagles game, Howard. I think the fact that Cooper Kupp is returning could cause us some issues with our secondary being a little bit banged up as they are. So,
yeah, but remember, it's his first game back. So, is he going to be at the top of his game? I don't think so. But, yeah, he does add something to him. There's no question.
Well, I mean, I think the key to tomorrow's game for us is to make sure that we get pressure. We have to get to Stafford. If we don't get to Stafford, I think he's going to pick us apart and it'll be a long day.
Yep.
So, and, Fletcher Cox being out doesn't help.
That doesn't help. It shortens your depth a little bit. Yeah, that doesn't help. You don't expect
now
that.
Now it seems like we'll get an extended look at Jalen Carter.
What happens to teams. Yeah, I don't know if that's probably one of the reasons when a team is in a Super Bowl and loses, and then you get beat up. And they didn't have injuries like this last year. Now they're having injuries, and it's just it makes it tougher. And they have some good depth, but then you lose your depth if you don't have your depth because you lose your starters. It's tough for them. It really is tough. All right, the question, the loudest of any play you've heard in Philadelphia.
Okay, I'm gonna go back a little bit, not too far, though. It was the first playoff game at the Link, and I think we were losing by 3 to, I believe it was Green Bay, and there was a play that we call 4th and 26. And when
that was a play, so you remember being loud once. Yeah.
Oh yeah, when he pointed to the first down after the review of that play, that stadium went crazy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You're in the mix for the McGurk's $100 gift certificate. You're in. All right. Hey, thanks, John. Let's go to Tony in Palmyra. Tony, you're on WIP.
Yo, Howard. What's going on, buddy?
You tell me.
I don't know. How's Spike doing up there in New York? Is he following those guys up there?
Spike who?
Your son.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He's doing fine. Hey, listen. Yeah. Listen. This is what I think needs to happen. I don't want to become famous like those two bums that were on there before
just remember this. Chuck is not famous, all right?
He thinks he's famous,
but he's not famous.
Everyone at work, tired of listening to him. But anyway, here's my point.
So you're dissing Chuck. So who would see, if there was a best caller, I don't know that Chuck would win in the vote of the callers.
He's horrible. I mean, when you got to call every show – all day long, and we got to listen to you. We get it, dude. Get a hobby. But anyway, here's my point with the Phillies. We have to be aggressive. We got the best catcher in baseball. Is Acuna going to really attempt to run that stolen base? But we got the guys that can steal the bases to put us in running or scoring positions. So we have to utilize Turner with stealing, Pache, and Rojas. I know Rojas isn't doing too well on the hitting part, but his legs is what we need. So as long as we play aggressive baseball against this team and keep these pitchers on their heels with us moving the bases by stealing bases when we're on base, I think we're going to keep them on the heels and have a better shot of getting more runs on the board. I'm hoping that it doesn't turn into a slugfest that turns into more of a single walk, stuff like that. But I do also have in the back of my mind...
The Phillies haven't been good at that. They've had trouble scoring runs without the home runs. And they've got to score runs without home runs. Now, they did it in the first game. They didn't score a lot. But the second game, of their 7 runs, 5 of them came on home runs.
But we played the Marlins. That's what people don't understand. We played the Marlins. We didn't play a team that was this healthy and this more in depth than they were last year.
Yep.
I mean, the Braves are coming in extremely healthy. But, yes, we have a better record going down there. Do I see us splitting down there? Yeah. But I also see it going to a 4-game series, and I also do see that Castellanos is going to stand out in this series. Might get a couple from Harper, but I really think it's going to be Castellanos, Stott, and the young guys that are going to show up on this.
Well, they got to get more than one or two guys to show up. That's important.
Yeah, and who's starting tonight? Ranger?
Yeah, Ranger's going to start tonight. That's the right choice. That's the right choice.
Yeah, I think it's the right choice. Ranger maybe for 4 if it gets a little sloppy, then bring in Sanchez, get him in for like 3 or 4. And as long as you have the lead, then bring in Hoffman and then go to Alvarado. Stay away
from
the Miguel.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So for my play, it's not really a play, but I know you were there, and I was there for both of them. And it was loud. When Jason Kelce dropped the F-bomb on the broadcasters at the Eagle speech, it was loud.
Yeah, that wasn't it was loud because there was 2 million people out there.
But it was loud. I mean, you can't take that away.
But that's not a play. I get, I understand it was a moment, but that's not a play. But it's an interesting thought. All right, I'll put it in the mix, but I don't know what kind of chance. But I appreciate it. Thanks, Tony. Let's go to Jerry in Wilmington. Jerry, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How you doing?
I'm great. Another day in paradise.
Yeah, after the Washington game and seeing the games that are coming up, because of our defensive backfield, which I'm going to ask you about, we're going to have to score 35 points a game average like last year.
I think they have to get in the high 20s or low 30s. And you have to do that anyway, regardless.
Yeah, but we got some really tough ones coming up in 35.
Well, the Jets, you're not going to have to score that. The Jets.
All right, the Jets.
You got to shut them down. Yeah.
Yes, and Giants. But I'm confused. Who is the backfield besides Slay and the Blankenship and Bradbury? Who's good? Who's
who's left?
You know what? They're all young guys. You got Job out there. It's just Ringo. They're all young guys. Sidney Brown, I see, is out again on Sunday. I thought he'd be back. He had something. But you got young guys. But here's what you got to do. You got to get pressure from the front four. And I know you're going to miss Cox a little bit. That's where, and that makes the back of that defense better. And that's just with any team. But you got to get pressure. You're going to have to get pressure on the quarterback. And it's not necessarily with blitzing.
Yeah, well, they are definitely young. That's why I'm saying we got to get at least 35. And my loudest is
at least 35, but whatever.
My loudest, and I apologize, the two guys ahead of me, his phone was kind of muffled. I didn't hear it. So if I duplicate, I got another one. But I'm going to say last year's championship game, San Diego, Bryce Harper comes up. We're losing. He comes up in the eighth inning, hits a two-run home run, and propels us into the winning the pennant.
That was a good one. Yeah, there's no question. It was loud. All right. Hey, Jerry, thanks for the call. Let's go to Pete. Pete, you're on WIP.
Howard, I called you 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I was a little nervous.
Uh-oh.
I was scared. You told me to buy a dog.
Yeah, get a dog.
Howard, I'm not a dog lover. Never really have been. Probably the only guy on the planet that doesn't fall all over himself.
Dogs are great.
Maybe. Yeah. But I bought a bird.
You bought a
bird. So it's a loud bird.
What about an alligator? You know, because alligators, your comfort.
I saw that. I saw that. Anyway, I'm nervous, as always. Eagles, I said 2 weeks ago, the back seven, I just wonder if they even have the personnel at this point. I think that's their real Achilles.
Well, they have injuries. Agree. There's no question. Injuries are not a good thing.
But the Phillies, I love them. Everybody's high. Everybody's excited. Howard, you say it yourself. The Braves are a good team. They're real. They're a really good team. And everybody's talking about the Phillies and their pitcher. This guy pitching for the Braves tonight, Strider, he owns the Phillies. He's 5-0 this year against the Phillies. He's had like 48 strikeouts.
Everybody. He owns. It's not just the Phillies. This guy's really good. Yeah.
But he, really good. I don't even know if they barely got a guy on base in the last game against Strider.
And I don't know. The Phillies have to make contact. They can't be just swinging for home runs.
He's probably going to pitch twice in this series. So, Howard, needless to say, I'm nervous. I may have to get, like, an alarm system. I don't know.
Well, maybe you need a couple of dogs.
I'm not a dog person. Maybe I'll get a cat and the alligator and the alarm system.
Yeah, the alligator would work, too.
My guess, and this isn't going to win, but I was at the 2002 NFC Championship game, which is a nightmare. We walked out of that game like walking out of a funeral. But there was two plays. The first play of the game, Brian Mitchell ran like a 70-yard kickoff return. And maybe like the next second play of the game, Deuce Staley ran like 15-20 yard up the middle touchdown. The vet last game, Eagles game at the vet, I literally thought the place was going to come unhinged. It was deafening. We basically thought we won the Super Bowl at that point. We knew we were going to win the game, and then God bless Rondé Barber. Oh, geez, that was a killer. But that was a loud, loud moment for me.
Yeah, that moment people will not forget. All right, Pete, I'll put you in the mix there. All right.
All right, Howard.
All right, thanks. All right, have a great weekend. Let's go to Lamont. What do you want?
Good morning, Howard.
What do you want?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I can't believe you. You want to root for my Cowboys?
No,
you
I'm not
kidding
rooting
me?
For them. I think it's better if the Cowboys win. That's all.
Hey, Howard, let me tell you something.
Okay.
That Cowboys, you and that Stephen A. Smith is on my Cowboys. I get nervous. I'm telling you, I'm getting nervous right now.
Uh-oh.
Both of you guys. Stephen A., the beat reporter that made it big over there in ESPN, and you. Is not a Cowboy fan. Yeah, I need to be off my Cowboys, please. I don't want y'all talking about them.
Here's the thing: is you need to be off the Cowboys.
Hello?
You're never going to win with them. You're never going to win a championship with them. So just
hey, Howard,
move on.
This year is the year, Howard. We're going
yeah,
all the way.
Sure.
I'm Absolutely. Telling you, Howard. Yeah, and let me tell you something. The Eagles will lose tomorrow. They will lose by the four and money line. They will lose tomorrow, Howard.
Okay.
There's something wrong with Jalen Hurts. He's hurting. I'm telling you, there's something
wrong
with
him.
That
mean,
guy
not,
can't throw down the field
the
over
same,
20 yards.
He doesn't
he
have
cannot
the same sharpness as last year, but he's not hurting.
He is hurting, Howard. It's going to come out sooner or later, Howard.
You got it all figured out.
Yeah, I got it figured out.
So what's wrong?
Why,
if that's the case,
Brown,
what's wrong with Dak Prescott?
What's wrong
with Dak Prescott? If that's the
His
case, what's wrong with Dak Prescott? He's always throwing interceptions.
Hey, listen, Dak Prescott is all right. You're going to see tomorrow. He's going to show you why he's getting paid all that money.
Oh, okay.
What he's getting paid. He got to get his contract, Howard. You know what time it is.
He's already
he's
got
get a
contract.
New contract this year.
Yeah, he's making too much money now.
Yeah, and then have Bryce Harper run around in Atlanta with his bandana that he's going to lose to over there, too. There's no way in hell, excuse me for saying that, hell, but Howard, there's no way they're going to win, Howard, down there in Atlanta.
Well, you can't say no way.
Howard, there's no way. They're going to win down in Atlanta.
Okay.
This team
well,
is
I don't even know why. Why even watch the games? You got it all figured out.
I'm not. I'll be watching college football this year. I'm looking at this other guy in college.
Hey, you
want
to take a chance?
At.
You want to take a chance to win the $100 gift certificate to McGuire?
Why not? Program? Why not, Howard? Why not?
Okay. Well, you know what? But I don't want to give you a chance. Beat it. Beat it. Get out of here. Had to do that. Too. I just had to do that. 215. How can you give a Cowboy fan a chance? You can't give him a chance for everything. Beat it. 215-592-9494. We'll get back. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40. The Sixers play a preseason game on Sunday. Does anybody give a damn? You don't like Josh Harris. The arena situation is... loaded every time there's something written or said about it. It's loaded with mistruths and lies. It's we have to worry about the misguided or I'll say slimy politicians of Philadelphia that only care about their donations and that's what sways them. I shouldn't say only, but mostly care about that and that's what the whole thing is. Philadelphia, boy. That's really sad. And then they had Kevin Hart doing a take that they wrote for him, just like they did for Julius Erving. And then talk about going down and eating at the restaurants before and after the game. Who the hell's going to stay downtown after a game? Who the hell? And nobody goes out to eat before the games anymore. Who the hell's going to stay downtown after the game? Yeah, you just, sure, I want to get mugged. Yeah, sure, I want to get shot. Yeah, it's good. It's good. It'll be great in Philadelphia. It'll be great. All right, so other than that, yeah, everything's just hunky-dory with the Sixers. Just hunky-dory. Just great. I'm Howard Eskin. The time on this fine Saturday is 9:21, and here's what's happening at Borgata. Don't miss out on the action. Don't miss out on any of the action. Don't miss the hotel. Don't miss the luxury. But the action is at the poker room, where great cards, lucky seats, high hands bring excitement to every player. Open 7 days a week. Excitement. It's a big poker room. Excitement is waiting. You're only miles away from what will be your happy place. You will enjoy it and get lost in the excitement and fun at Borgata. Experience award-winning restaurants. They're all terrific. Exciting bars, live music, big-name entertainment. Spacious casino filled with your favorite slots and table games. It's all there for you. The sports book is terrific. At Borgata. Terrific. The action at Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway. You can do it today. Check it all out at theborgata.com for more details. Money's what everything's about in sports. 94 WIP. Big weekend in Philadelphia. Big weekend in New York for Giants fans. Do they have a bye this week? They might not. Yeah, I don't think they're going to lose. Yeah, they're not going to. How about that? The Giants are not going to lose this weekend. Is that great for the. Oh, they play Miami? Oh, they are going to lose then. The Giants. Boy, what a terrible. But think about this. When's the last time, beginning of the season, did you figure that the Yankees, the Mets, the Giants, well, the Jets you thought had a chance to make the playoffs because they had Aaron Rodgers. How bad are things in New York right now? How bad are they? The basketball team, the Nets, are not very good. The Knicks, I think the Knicks have a chance to make the playoffs, but that's a while down the road. It's just unbelievable how bad things are in New York right now. Think about that. That is hard to do. Very hard to do. All right, let's go to Todd in Wilmington. Todd, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Hey, hi. How come there's no games Sunday in the Phillies and the Braves?
Right, the baseball. First of all, it's good for both teams, but all these days off in a five-game series.
Yeah, but they don't want to compete.
But here's the thing: they don't want to compete.
I can't ever remember a playoff series where they play the first game and then scheduled the second night off. I just can't. I don't ever remember.
It's hard to remember. But here's what baseball understands: it's all about numbers, ratings. It's all about television ratings, and they get better ratings when they don't. If they competed against football, they lose. They lose all the time if they compete against football. There are two games on Sunday in baseball, both American League, not National League. Texas at Baltimore, which is 4 o'clock, and that'll get murdered by football. I don't even know what football – well, the Eagles game's on Sunday at that time. And even if you're not in Texas or Baltimore, when does Dallas plays on Sunday – They play on Sunday night, Dallas on Sunday. I gotta check that. So if they play Sunday night, they would get beat.
They don't want to compete.
The bottom line is they don't want to compete. Yeah, Dallas plays on Sunday night. So they don't want to compete against football. And that's that simple. Because they know they get smothered by television ratings if they compete against football. And then
I figured that was probably the reason. I just don't remember that happening before, where the first game of a playoff and then the second next night was scheduled off.
I don't remember either. And it
makes sense. I mean, I was just,
it makes sense from their greed standpoint. But, you know, you'd like to have two games in a row, then a day off. And then two games in a row. And then if you want to have a day off, you can have a day off before the third game. You know, when you're playing East-West, that makes sense. But this is like short flights for both of them. You're right. I get it. But it's what they do. And I don't know that it's an advantage for either team over the other. People say it's an advantage for the Phillies. I don't know that it matters. They both get rest. And it's strange. I'll say this. It's strange. All right, yeah. I agree with that part.
Well, as far as who's going to win, I mean, I'm not saying the Phillies are going to win. Yeah, it depends on their pitching, because the thing that worries me the most about the Phillies is the number of guys they leave on base and in scoring position. I think they were like fifth in the majors for leaving guys in scoring position.
They're not good at that. Yeah, is scoring runs, leaving men on base with men in scoring position, scoring with less than two outs with men in scoring position. That's just not what they do. I mean, the first game was the first game against Miami. Second and third, nobody out, and they couldn't score. You need to do that. That can't happen. That can't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Even the second game, it would only have been 3-1 if it hadn't been for a grand slam. Because they let the number of guys on base in that game also.
The grand slam, they have trouble scoring without home runs. They don't score enough without home runs, I'll say that. They don't score enough. They're going to have to generate runs.
I don't hear people talking about this. Like I say, I'm not going to say the Phillies are going to win. But in my opinion, the Braves are the biggest chokers in the postseason. I mean, how many divisions have they won since like 1990, and how many times did they go to the World Series in that time? Not very many.
No, they've lost in the playoffs, but that's 1990. That's 20, 30 years. It's 30 years ago.
Yeah, I mean,
these players have no relationship in that regard. But yeah, they don't win. They lost last year when they had over 100 wins. I don't know, did they have the most wins in baseball last year? I think the Dodgers did, and they were second. But
they won the season series against the Phillies, right? And the Phillies handled them pretty well.
So do you think the Phillies are going to win then?
No, I'm not saying it depends on their pitching because of the number of guys they leave on base. If they can get really good pitching, they got a shot. I'm not making any predictions because, you know, it depends on their pitching. If they get good pitching, I think they got a shot.
I get it. All right, the question today to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Pub and Grill. Loudest of any play in Philadelphia sports that you have heard.
Okay, 1981 at the Vet. Now, the Vet held, what, 65,000, 70,000 max? Plus, remember.
Yeah, I guess the Vet could hold
60,000. I mean, 60, capacity. Yeah. You know, yeah. SRO was like 70,000.
Yeah, but as you remember, but it was in in the 60 area, right?
Yeah. Now, if you remember, the Vet went straight up in structure. It didn't open up at the top like the Link and the Bank did, so it retained the sound a lot more. But this was 1981, the last game before the strike. The strike deadline was midnight, so they didn't know if they were going to go on strike or not. The Phillies and the Astros. It was Nolan Ryan against Steve Carlton. Carlton needed just 3 strikeouts to become the all-time leading strikeout king among left-handers. Pete Rose needed 2 hits to pass Stan Musial.
So what happened? What was the play? Nationally. What was the play?
Huh?
What was the play?
The play, okay. Nolan Ryan, he was just mowing the Phillies down. It was 4-0 Astros, bottom of the 8th. 2 outs. Pitch hitter George Vukovich hit a screaming line drive. It hit Nolan Ryan in the hand. He had to leave. They brought in a reliever. The Phillies scored 2 runs. Then they had 2 guys on base,
play?
Gary Maddox. And Gary Maddox hit a 3-run homer to put the Phillies in front.
Okay.
5-4. They held on to win. 5-4.
And all 9 innings before we got to play. But that's all right, Todd. I appreciate the call. Thanks, man. We got through the 9th inning to get to the play, I guess. Let's go to Tom in Downingtown. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Saw you the other night. You were convincing within the press box. Didn't want to interrupt you. Looking good. If these guys today calling on the radio knew to Howard Eskin in the late 80s, oh, man, you would eat these, you know, people up today. They're
still
not tough like you
up.
Were.
I have them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I know, Howard. You were, you should compile podcasts of you. My brother-in-law used to almost freak out over you. You and him used to go toe-to-toe like Ali and Frazier. Anyway, can I tell you my play before you hit me off?
Sure.
Okay. The Crumpler, I think it was Dawkins, hitting Crumpler in the NFC Championship, 2005. The Falcons, Eagles, it's like the Link went crazy, Eagles fans after being...
What did Dawkins do? What did Dawkins do?
The ball was thrown, I think it was Vic, threw the ball to Crumpler and... separated the ball from Crumpler and laid him out. Crumpler was down on the field. He went off the field, and you're looking at a 5'10" guy laying out a 6'6" guy.
So did it get loud? The people cheered for the injury?
Oh, it went nuts because the Falcons were finally in the Eagles' end of the field. The Falcons were weak that championship game. It was very... very, very loud.
So it's a moment you must have been there. Obviously, you were there.
Yes. Okay. I was in the mid-level with my...
Well, I'm glad I brought back that memory for you. All right, you're in. All right, Tom, have a great weekend. All right, Mark Lawrence coming up next. You know, by thinking about that, you think about when you were there, and there were times the noise... I'm going to tell you, and this play would never come up, so I'm going to tell you about it. It was late in the game, Phillies against the Mets. It was in the 80s, and I'll never forget this. And Dwight Gooden was at his peak. He was unbelievable at his peak. He could throw as hard as anybody. Talk about these guys throwing today. I mean, Dwight Gooden was, in today's radar gun, when at his peak, he'd be over 100, because then they took the speed when the ball crossed the plate, not when it left your hands. So it was different. The speeds are different today because of the way they registered them. But it was late in the game. It was Dwight Gooden against Mike Schmidt. And it was really, that's a battle. And then Schmidt hit the home run. That place, I'm telling you, I was in the press box. And I could feel the press box, literally, and this is no joke, I could feel the press box shake, how nuts the people went. It was, those matchups in sports don't always exist. They exist very infrequently now. But that was Dwight Gooden throwing at his hardest back at his peak. Mike Schmidt, still a good player. It was probably 86-ish, maybe 85, 86-ish. And he hit a home run, and it was unbelievable in that place. It was really unbelievable. I just thought I'd throw that out there. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us. We have some time afterwards. We'll take some of your calls and register some more of your guesses for the McGurk's Pub and Grill $100 gift certificate. Three locations, Horsham, Lionville, Fort Washington, all sensational. The time now is 9:39. I don't know how busy this day is going to be for you, but it's going to be busy for me. After the show, got to get ready, fly out to L.A., get out there, have a game tomorrow, 1 o'clock, a little after 1 L.A. time. After the game, come back. It's busy. But the one thing that you want to do when you start your day off is eat something that you really enjoy, and that would be a Tasty Cake. Got through all that, it would be a Tasty Cake. Your favorite Tasty Cake treat could be any one of many. The crimpet, butterscotch crimpet, sensational. The candy cake, I love the peanut butter. The Tasty Claire, the Tasty baked pies, all terrific. No matter what you choose or where you are, it's always time for a Tasty Cake. So choose what feels right, and definitely you will enjoy it. You've earned it. And you know you deserve it. Tasty Cake, accept no substitutes. 94 WIP. Football Saturday, followed by Football Sunday, followed by Football Monday. In the world of football, there's a Football Wednesday, a Football Thursday, a Football Friday, a Football whatever the eighth day of the week is. They just can't help themselves making more money with television. But whatever the case may be, we have football today. And to join us to talk about it will be Mark Lawrence. Mark, how are you today?
Hey, Howard, I love that football 8 days a week. That's pretty good. You know?
Hey, listen, if they could do football 8 days a week and get that television money, whether it's college or whether it's pro, they'd do it. They would do it. It's almost disgraceful how embarrassing it is because they're so money hungry. But whatever the case, I mean, college football, and we had Wednesday this week, Thursday, Friday. Why not? Just do it. Why leave Tuesday out? Just play Saturday, then just play Tuesday. What the heck? All right. Well, let's take a look at the college football this weekend. Who do you like?
I'm going to look at a couple of 5-0 underdogs that are playing 5-0 favorites. These are what we call fat cats this time of the year. When you open up the season 5-0, you fade the favorite and you play on the underdog. And we got two games today where you've got a collision of both playing each other. The first is going to be picking Kentucky plus the points against Georgia. Georgia, defending two-time national champion, has not played well this year. It's not something nobody knows. But the bottom line is they haven't covered the spread in any game yet this year. And Kentucky's playing as good as about anybody else is in the SEC. 14.5 is awfully attractive. I got to play the points in that football game with Kentucky.
All right, who else do you like?
The other guy's going to be Missouri taking the points against LSU. A live home dog in this football game, and people don't want to fade LSU because they're off of a loss, and this is potentially a third loss, but you have to play the stats, you have to play the numbers, And Missouri's playing as good as anybody. They run the ball for 5 yards a carry. LSU gives it up 5 yards a carry. That's a live home dog. I like Missouri plus the points.
You know what? I look at this UCLA's favored, and they're playing at home against the 13th ranked team, and that's Washington State. Washington State's good. I don't know if the number's telling me something in that game or not, but UCLA should be favored. But is Washington State possibly a side?
I think they are, if for no other reason. They're another one of these 5-0 fat cat dogs who aren't getting a lot of respect. And, you know, they're going to come hard in games like this. UCLA might have bigger fish to fry other than them down the road. And I think this is a nice spot for the Washington State plus the points there.
You think UCF, after blowing that game last week against Baylor, could be a little flat this week, even though, and that number keeps on going up. You know, it's not much, but they're a 2.5-point favorite at Kansas.
Yeah, well, you know, the game opened up 3 the other way, Kansas, and all the move is basically the confirmation that the Kansas quarterback is not going to play again.
Oh, okay.
He was scratched at the beginning of the game last week, and they played horribly without him. But the backup got to play the whole game, and he'll be there behind center again. I just think UCF is a little bit stargazed right now, and I think the line move is a wrong line move. I'd have to look at Kansas real hard here.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look at the pros. Who do you like?
I'm going to fade a couple of teams that are not playing well right now. They're favorites in football games, and I think the dogs can get the job done. The first is going to be Arizona taking points against Cincinnati, and the world wants to back Joe Burrow and the Bengals because they're Joe Burrow and the Bengals. But the truth of the matter is they're just not playing good football. And obviously, Joe Burrow's not the Joe Burrow that he's been in the past. Arizona's played some really good football here, especially with the acquisition of Joshua Dobbs, their quarterback. He's really, really been a real nice asset for this football team here. I think the pressure's all on Cincinnati here to have to win a football game, and I'll play Arizona plus the points.
Who else do you like?
The other guy I'm going to fade, Indianapolis Colts. I'm not a big Anthony Richardson fan at all. I like Tennessee. I think they're on the come right now. They were humiliated against the Browns. They only had 74 yards of offense. They come back and played a really nice football game last week. They're the better football team. I'm going to play them plus the points against the Colts. I think the Colts are a bit of a fraud.
All right. Denver stinks. However, they're only 2.5-point favorite. They are favorites against the Jets, and the Jets are on the road. It's almost like you can't take Denver because the line's so cheap. But it's hard to take the Jets. It's a bad game. Do you like the Jets at all in that game?
I think the Jets pretty good in this game. Like you say, you know, if it was 3, you probably would pass the game over. But why are they only getting 2.5? Well, there's a reason they are. It's because the Denver Broncos is flat out not a good football team. And also the fact that when they won their game last week, they got out-yarded 150 yards in the victory. That's the inside-out stuff that you play against when these teams are underdogs, win phony, and they go favored the next football game. I think the Jets are a nice side here.
Okay, and Cowboys 49ers, big game. I don't know who the Philadelphia fans should root for. I almost think to root for the Cowboys because the 49ers schedule is not as tough. Even though the Eagles play them once, they play the Cowboys twice. But do you like a side in that game?
I think it's the most attractive game on the card this week, but I think it's also the toughest to handicap because you can make solid cases for both sides. Dallas has playoff revenge from the championship game last year that chip will be on their shoulder for sure. But San Francisco, this is a team, Howard, that for the longest time was the worst home favorite in the NFL. Now the last 15 times they've been home favorites, they've won all 15 games, and they've only lost to the spread one time. Wow. And a lot of this has happened since they've got Christian McCaffrey. He's just been a huge edge for this football program here. I'd lean San Francisco in this football game. I don't like that delay 3.5, but I would lean San Francisco.
Yeah, you don't really like the game. All right, Eagles game is a tough game, I think, for the Eagles. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to play the Rams plus the points here. I'm a little bit I don't like the points I'm getting here. I think there should be more involved, but it's for a couple of reasons. Number one, the Eagles are just not as impressive as their record indicates. And number two, the Rams are getting Cooper Kupp back. I don't know if he's going to be 100%, but they're going to get him back. And I think that also goes into the line, makes the line come up a little bit short here. But, you know, the Eagles are this favorite angle of mine where you're a defending Super Bowl loser. You're on the road favorite in a non-division game. Those teams oftentimes really tend to trip up. Eagles could win this game, but I don't believe they're going to get the money.
Yeah, it's just another tough game for the Eagles. All right, Mark, if people have interest in Mark's by the way, how about the way the Bears just smoked Washington the other night? It just Washington stinks.
You know what's insane is I had read where Washington threw the ball, was it 55 passes in a row? The last 55 plays of the game of Washington were all passes, the most ever in the National Football League. 55 straight passes, my goodness.
It's ridiculous. All right, if people have interest in Mark's services, 800-321-7777, or on the internet, playbooksports.com. Mark, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
Enjoy the games, Howard. Be well, stay safe.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, let's see if we can get one more person to, is there somebody, what's that? Bill, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Yeah, Howard.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy?
Do you have a moment? Because yeah. I don't have much time. Do you have a moment?
Yeah, all right, real quick. I know the stadiums have a lot more people, but the loudest crowd I ever heard was when AI banged that three and jumped over Lou. That was crazy. The
yeah, but that wasn't – yeah, okay, that was – well, it couldn't have been that loud. It was in L.A.
I think it was loud. Okay.
Yeah, but it was loud, but it was the wrong side. It couldn't have been as loud. It was a great play, but it was in L.A. But that's all right. It's just – I don't – and I was there, but yeah, because the L.A. fans wouldn't be rooting for that. But I appreciate the call. All right, Bill. All right, Ben Kenny, our producer. Ben, we've had some good ones. Who did we come up with?
So Matt and Horsham with the Hoskins Bat Slam, I think, is our winner.
Okay, and do we have that audio?
I do.
Let's play that. All right.
And the pitch. Swung on! Did it! Crushed! And the Phillies are going to lead it! 4-0! A three-run home run for Reese Hoskins! His first postseason home run!
Yeah, that was loud, and that's the winner. But something was really close, and I was there. I don't remember it as well, but it's starting to come back to me. It was the Deuce Staley touchdown run in the 2002, the last game at the Vet. It was the last. Was 2002 the last game at the Vet? But whatever, it was a Deuce Staley touchdown run, and that finished second. So that's not going to win. Matt's going to win, but let's hear the Deuce Staley touchdown run. Football fans are loud, but they're yelling Deuce, Deuce, too, which makes it even louder. But Matt from Horsham, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's Pub and Grill, and you're in Horsham, and they do have a location in Horsham as well as Lionville and Fort Washington. If you haven't been there, you will really enjoy the food. You will really enjoy the atmosphere. Congratulations, Matt. All right, Phillies today at 6:07. It's a tough game, but they can win. And the Eagles tomorrow at 4:05 Philadelphia time. That's tomorrow. So it's a big weekend for Philadelphia here on WIP. Ben Kenny did a great job today on the other side. Thanks, Ben. And thanks to everybody. And if you missed any of the show, I will podcast it shortly. There's some big college games today, too, and I'll post those, the games I like, on my website, howardeskin.com. Everybody have a great day and a great weekend. Enjoy it. The time now is 9:57.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.